Veteran and American Legion member Hunter Davis pulls the old flag out of a large zippered plastic bag and unfolds it. The colors are still bright, and the fabric has aged well. It's clearly old, though, and to confirm that, it's got a date stamped right on the edge.
This is stenciled USE number 12, Mare Island, March of 1919.
USE stands for U.S. Ensign, and ensign is the Navy's word for a flag. Davis says number 12 is the smallest flag size authorized for the Navy, and Mare Island off California was the location of a U.S. naval shipyard, which produced a lot of flags over the years. All that is known from the stencil.
Our question is, who turned it in to us? Because we'd like to get some background information on it, because we intend to frame it double-sided glass and hang it in the post. Whoever turned it in, it's roughly 20 inches by probably 40-some inches.
It's machine-sewn and hand-assembled. The stars are most likely hand-stitched. The American Legion accepts old and worn-out flags for honorable disposal. Members perform that disposal once a year during a ceremony on Flag Day, which is June 14th.
And we will accept flags, U.S. flags, Alaska flags, and also if you need to order them, contact us. You can leave a message and we will help you if you need new flags.
Davis says they've received other interesting flags through the years that they hung on to rather than disposing.
We're pretty sure they're all reproductions. But we've had a Betsy Ross flag turned in, a 48-star flag turned in. One of the Bennington flags have been turned in. So there's no telling what may show up in our box.
A Bennington flag has 13 stripes, a circle of 6-pointed stars, and a 76 in the center. Davis says it first was flown over Bennington, Vermont, which is how it got its name. He uses the unique flags when he teaches classes.
One of the pillars of our organization is Americanism, and one of the ways we do that is flag classes at elementary schools and the like. And it's really great. Kids love the class and how to fold a flag and how to recognize when it's just too beat up to be flown properly anymore.
Back to the 99-year-old flag, anyone who knows about the local connection can contact the Ketchikan American Legion, post number 3 on Park Avenue. They'll be happy to hear from you. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.